Hello and welcome to The Sharpest Tool, where we take the sting out of marketing. My name is Joshua Smith. I am your host, and I have an exciting guest in the booth right now, Jill Wilson, the PR director at Scorpion. Welcome, Jill.
Oh, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
I'm excited for what we're going to talk about today, but why don't you give our listeners a little inside scoop about what's a PR director do day in and day out? What's your day look like?
I get this a lot. Even my parents ask me this. What exactly would you say you do? Basically, I'm a PR director at Scorpion, and I run Scorpion Cares.
Okay.
I handle all the media, so that'd be any of the trade magazines, blogs, national magazines like Entrepreneur. I'll do that. And then even more currently, I've been helping create media, which is something I'd love to chat with you about today.
That's fun.
Yeah. Creating content and getting social media up to speed and where it should be at.
What's the media you're working on right now?
So we just launched.
I mean, if you could say, I don't know, is that taboo right now?
We just announced it. We are creating a Scorpion's first unscripted show called Get to Work.
Okay. What is this? Get to work.
Get to work. And it's not meant, it has two meanings. So it's get to work, like everybody knows, like stop messing around, get to work. And it is also, we get to work with some of these amazing clients. So like we're grateful to have the experience to work with these clients. So it has two meanings. It's called Get to Work, and we go travel around the country, and we do our clients' jobs for the day.
That must be fun.
Yeah, like dirty job style, and we do something fun with the clients afterwards and kind of delve into why are they so successful, what are they doing right to be growing their business.
That must be fun with the home services industry that you get to work with.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Before
sure
we dive
is.
Into this, what's the craziest thing that you've had to do so far in this Get to Work show, like that these plumbers or electricians or HVAC people do?
Okay, so I want to preface this with, I have the utmost respect for plumbers who do investigative plumbing.
Okay.
Because I just got back from our episode 4 in Austin, outside of Austin, visiting a client there, and my co-host did this, but I can say we, and we'll just go with that.
Yeah, we will.
went and crawled in a crawl space, a 40-foot tunnel under a house to replace piping in, you know, a mid-century home that needed new piping.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. It was 100 degrees in southern Texas, and we're wearing these sanitary suits, which a lot of the guys are like, yeah, we don't even wear those because they're too hot.
Yeah.
But they zip up, and it's basically what wrestlers would wear to like cut weight because you're sweating.
Yeah.
And then fit yourself into this tiny hole, which is dug under a house.
Oh my gosh.
And you get a few degrees cooler. So that's nice. Yeah. You get a little bit of shade and
hanging out with the earthworms and all the bugs.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, roaches, like everything. So yeah, crawled down there. My co-host, he took apart about 50 pieces of piping in an hour.
Holy
so it's actually, God. They did a great job like for doing the job for the day. And then I did the sewer pipe inspection, those cameras that roll down into like the sewer pipes.
Yeah.
And we can kind of see what's going on with the piping down there. But either way, I mean, we were sweating.
Yeah.
sweating. And it's hard to keep a conscious mind. And to do that job for the day in and day out, I mean,
that's incredible.
Respect.
Absolutely. Well, what you guys are doing there ties into a bunch of what we're going to talk about today, which is video marketing.
Yeah.
Hugely important in today's marketing mix, I would venture to guess. So I want to give our listeners a bit of an inside scoop. What is video advertising exactly?
So if you're on social media these days, or if you're searching for something via Google, what have you, what you're going to see first is videos. I mean, if you scroll through your newsfeed now, you'll see bird that's friends with a cow and it has 43 million views, you know, every single thing that is really getting play is a video. A lot of the written blogs and things like that are getting not downplayed, but they're just not getting the algorithm favoritism from Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram. I mean, they just launched IGTV.
Yeah.
So video is becoming of utmost importance. And without it, you're going to have to pay a lot of money to get seen.
Sure.
So it's a nice organic way of getting your voice out there and letting your potential customers know who you are, what you're about.
Yeah.
That they can know, like, and trust you.
I think Facebook's feed is very telling. I think I see videos every scroll you have, right?
Every single one. I mean, and I think there was just a study done that 72% of people would rather see a video on something than read about it.
Definitely.
So the world we live in.
What are the different types of video? What are uses of video for your marketing? What are the different reasons that you might have video as a part of your mix?
One, it just gets the attention of people, whether you're using it for a paid advertisement or organically through your, you know, social platforms or your website. I think it's all about getting your audience to know, like, and trust you, which is super important for home services. You're letting someone into your home. They have to trust you. And if they don't, they're probably not going to call you and use your services.
So, definitely.
And to know, like, and trust, that can create a client for life. So if they like you and they know you and they trust you, I think video just gets you there quicker.
Yeah.
So they can have those feelings about you before you even step foot into their home.
Sure.
Or have an experience with them versus they're not so sure. They might have seen a Yelp review or something, but they're going to go with you because they trust what other people have said about you. It just gets you there faster. People can see what you're about.
Definitely.
Sooner.
Let's talk about the different platforms that we have available. You mentioned Instagram TV. Super interesting. Instagram owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Powerhouse right there. And then you have the big, big powerhouse of YouTube.
Yep.
You know, where to get the maximum amount of benefit to your video content that you're putting out, is there a best place to put your content right now? And is that changing? Do you see that changing in the next 3-4 years?
Yeah. I mean, things have so quickly changed in the past 3-4 years that I think for sure it'll continue to change. But right now, Facebook is really geared up with Facebook Watch. I mean, they're buying out shows like Mike Rowe's show, Return the Favor. It's not on Netflix. It's not on ABC or CBS. It's on Facebook Watch.
Wow.
So they're getting big names to sign on to Facebook, YouTube is doing the same thing. Everyone is kind of preparing to do battle. And that battle was led by Netflix and streaming. And that's why Amazon's creating their own content. Hulu's has not been creating it, but now they are. And YouTube, they're all, they're the new networks. So they're the new ABC, CBS, Fox, all of that. I think the social channels, they have so much data on people and their viewership. Television has suffered from that because they only had Nielsen ratings. I don't know if you know much about that.
Well, our listeners might not know. So what are Nielsen ratings?
Nielsen ratings would tell you how many people are watching a show.
Sure.
They could see when people are tuning in and out. And it was used for advertisers to kind of create a value for what their advertisement should cost during the show. And but it was pretty rough around the edges. It's not the most exact. They couldn't tell your age. They couldn't tell your if you're male or female or what zip code. I mean, they probably know your zip code from the cable network, but that's about it. I mean, Facebook knows what you like, what you've clicked on, all your friends, what they like, like where you're going to dinner, you know, what kind of person, your religious experience. Like, they know everything. So it can be that much more targeted. And I just think it's inevitable that these platforms will be the powerhouses of the future.
So how do you think video really impacts customer lead generation? I know you mentioned it's really important for home service businesses. You're inviting somebody into your home. It builds trust that that value, that lifetime value can be built in through video marketing. How do you think it impacts customer lead generation, customer retention, things like that?
I think lead generation for sure.
Yeah.
Because they are able to kind of vet you out. Everyone does their research now. I mean, if you're going out to dinner, you're going to probably, I know I do, check out their Yelp ratings, 100%. See their photos.
Yeah.
I even want to see, you know, videos of the restaurant. I want to see how comfortable their chairs are. I'm not trying to be a hipster. You know what I mean? So people do their research where they're going to spend a lot of money. So if it's something important like their home, which is a lot of people's biggest investment, they're going to do research on who they'd hire to let in their home, for sure.
I like to call it the interview without the interview. It's the opportunity for you to showcase yourself to somebody, for people to look at you, talk to you, see how your body language is, see if you're smart. You know, that those kinds of things come through with that visual representation.
Right.
But you're not sitting in front of somebody to do that. So
they used to call it stalking. Back in the day. Yeah. I stalked you online and I saw that you did this.
I Googled you, the equivalent. So how does it differentiate businesses from their competition, their competitors in the area?
I think it completely differentiates as far as the value of your leads as well. Because if someone can see a video of you and know that you'd be a good fit for them, I think the value of that person will go up because they could see almost immediately, you know, I get this person.
Yeah.
I trust them. It's something that we do as humans in like a blink of an eye. That's what the whole book Blink was based on.
Yeah.
You make a snap judgment like yes, no. I mean, and that could be based on appearances, the way you talk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything. But I find that most people, if they're themselves and they're not trying to put on a fake persona on video, it comes across well.
Definitely.
And if you're passionate about what you're doing, obviously that's great too.
Passion is key.
Oh, passion.
You know, you mentioned Blink. You mentioned, you know, people that you don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
Right.
So from your experience, your vast experience in the PR world and running video content and your background in that, what are some of the most important factors when it comes to producing video content? What does a home service business owner need to pay attention to?
I think first and foremost, I think a lot of people don't bring the energy to video. They get kind of scared. I've seen a lot of people have amazing personalities and a lot to say, and then the cameras turn on and it's like, oh, okay. And I'm done.
Yeah.
And so people get a little nervous about just cameras being in their face.
Sure.
But you shouldn't be, because there's editing, this fabulous thing in production we like to call post, where you can not use a clip if you don't want it. So what I would suggest is people over-excite their viewer. If you look at any infomercial, they're overly excited. In regular life, you would think these people are like over-caffeinated.
Unstable.
Yeah. But guess what? That's what sells.
Yeah.
Like if you look at QVC or taking it up a level in television world will be, that's where you should exactly be at. So I would suggest over-caffeinating yourself and being super passionate about what you're doing. I also find another tip for people would be writing out what you're going to say and not necessarily to memorize it, because we're not actors, right? Most of us. So instead of memorizing it word for word, just knowing what you're going to say just trains your mind to know what you're going to say. So when you get in front of the camera, it just comes easier when you're actually
definitely
going slow. And I find that works a lot.
So small business owner doesn't have tons of money to hire an awesome video team like you probably work with at Scorpion. But what are some ways that they can get some real awesome content above and beyond, you know, just being awesome and energetic on camera? What are the things might they have to consider?
I would have themes. So whatever your business is, maybe you have some employees that work for you that have great personalities.
Sure.
You know, show the same people again and again. Keep consistent. So having locations be pretty consistent. And, you know, social media loves their, you know, Media Mondays and Transformation Tuesdays and Follow Me Fridays and all that stuff. So I think kind of going with that and being creative with your brand and your theme is great. I also think just production wise.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, iPhone X now, I mean, the 10 is like
amazing.
Yeah. The camera is pretty up there. So if you don't have like super fancy camera equipment.
Sure.
You can record on that. The biggest thing I think if people do it themselves is audio.
Audio,
Because
we've all seen those videos.
Yeah. And that's something that you'd have to just, you know, if you are doing it yourself and you don't have lav mics or other mics, I would just do it in a quieter, like, I mean,
as quiet as possible. Make sure the air conditioner's turned off.
Your car is always a great place. That's why you see everybody recording in their cars.
Personalization is important for them to identify with their consumers. Why in marketing is it really important to kind of put a face behind the logo to really personalize the brand with the video component?
I think of the who you are these days is everyone has a personal brand more than ever.
Sure.
Because everything is transparent on social media. They're buying you. They're not buying blankety blank business name.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying who you are and what you represent. Are you a good person? Are you a family guy? Are you someone that has integrity with their work? Like all of that is what they're buying. They're not going to care so much about the things that people kind of gloss over now, because there's a lot of people that can have a same level of expertise.
Yeah.
A lot of people know the same things, but then at that point, it's like, who do I like better?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a real world scenario. I mean, we do that all the time. There's so much competition, so much noise. And, you know, it seems to me like the people that you do business with are the ones you're like, oh, I kind of like that. He's my person.
Yeah.
You know? That's my person. That's who I'm going to do business with.
That's my kind of people.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What content do you think is really beneficial and best really suited for home services when it comes to the types of video you shoot? Educational, business promo, like all the different variances that you can have. What's most beneficial?
I love educational pieces that are short and quick and well done. I think for home services, I know myself, and I can only speak for myself, but I think a lot of people don't know about mm-hmm. plumbing, for example, or how to fix their garbage disposal. I mean, I don't know how many times I've called over a plumber and they're like, yep, I'm just going to do this little thing that takes 2 seconds and
and goodbye. It was pointless for me to come out for that $40 service charge, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, what role does humor play into that too? I mean, it's people like to laugh. Do we need humor? Should it be super serious? Should it be just straightforward and informational? Is that an advantage to certain businesses that can do that?
If you're funny and people say you're funny, I would go with it. If you're more of a straightforward kind of person, then I would go with that. I think just being genuine is where you gain trust. So I think just being yourself is the best thing you can possibly do. But it takes a little bit of time to get comfortable with that, with cameras rolling and mics on and broadcasting to the entire world. So,
well, this has been awesome, Jill. I know we're wrapping things up here. I want to tie this up with a little bow. I know a lot of people, some people may have some big, I know, I like that. But at the end of this, I know some people might be listening and they're like, yeah, but I need to be the next YouTube star. I need to be the next, the big YouTube star. There's so many big YouTube stars out there.
Oh, man.
But is that even possible? Or I know it's probably not necessary for a business to have that, but can somebody still become a YouTube star today? Or is that just so rare?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
how does
people
one do that?
If you haven't noticed, we're in a society where people get bored real quick.
Our attention span.
I mean, it's like down to 3 seconds. So if you think about it, for example, in Hollywood, the same actors are cast for the same roles and like, mm-hmm. oh, look, I'm an action star again in my 10th action movie. Like it gets old, right? So there's always room for new. Always.
Yeah.
It's just, I think consistency is key.
Yep.
You're not going to grow an audience video-wise or otherwise without consistency. So I would just really encourage everybody, if you are going to do something like video marketing online, just to have a really consistent schedule and you just knock it out and do it. And
definitely.
Don't think twice about it.
Awesome.
And your business will like definitely flourish from it. So
very good. Well, Jill, this has been awesome. Thank you so much
for
taking the
time.
I know it goes by so fast.
So fast.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all the time you spent and all the great insight that you're able to give.
Thank you so much.
For all you listeners who are enjoying all the content we're putting out, definitely hit that subscribe button wherever you might be at. And from all of us here at The Sharpest Tool, we will catch you next time. Thanks.